You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To listen to the live stream, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. Now, on with the audio chat.
Nobody died and nobody got hurt. That much you do know. That's a fact.
Bullshit!
Because everything you see proves the hoax.
So it is Thursday, the 6th of September, 2018. You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. And we've been joined by a new voice.
Yep, that's me.
Canuck. We call him a rabbit with a pancake on his head. How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, very well. And we're coming up to 9/11. It's in a few days' time. But we figured we like new voices here. We're also joined by Napoleon Wilson, if you want to say a quick hello. G'day, Napoleon. He's probably out having a smoke. We've got Tom Dalbert. G'day, Tom.
Welcome, a rabbit with a pancake on your head.
Yep. Thanks.
Young man, we've already found out in the chat there, you were 7 years old on 9/11/2001.
Yeah, I was.
How did you find your way to Fakeologist? You said someone sent you a link, I think.
Yeah, it was a mutual friend that let me know about it, but I'm pretty new here, trying to know new things, learn, see what's really true through a lens that's not normally here, so I think it might be a good resource.
Yeah, I mean, it's, what you were watching a few YouTubes, or someone said, look, this is fake, a friend said it's fake, or there's fakery going on, check this out, or what?
Well, I don't think it's been a question with the same scrutiny that it should for such a large event. I simply think that we take it granted with what they say and with all the events that were surrounding it, with the invasion of the Middle East, et cetera, for political goals that seem very, very, very good for America. I think it's very fitting for it to be questioned. I think that the fact that George W. Bush said that we have to go shopping after 9/11 was a very big red flag, and that the economy needed maybe a little oomph, and that it was very fitting at the time.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's 9/11. That's your take on 9/11. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it hasn't been scrutinized as it should be. The facts, the evidence. The report was very, very minimal. Under the face of national security, couldn't be talked about that much, and details could not be released to the extent that the public should be knowing about.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you say makes sense. It's true to an extent.
Is everything going cool with you?
What the hell's going on is what we talk about here. That it's
Yeah. Why are we getting molested at airports? I mean, do you travel a lot, Rabbit?
I do a fair bit. I think that for national security to be effective, we don't always have to sacrifice privacy and security. I think that security measures put in place by many modern Western countries are ineffective in the most part. For instance, my brother accidentally brought a BB gun through my local airport, and we didn't know about it until we got off the plane and we opened up our carry-on bags, and there was a BB gun in there. So if a metal BB gun cannot be detected on an airplane, what is the point of all these reconstructive thinkings and thoughts of after post 9/11 if we are taking, if our civil liberties are being taken away and we don't, for what reason? We don't have security. It just doesn't make any sense.
Okay. I just want to check this is going out on Fakeologist because sometimes we've lost it before. But yeah, I'm all for sort of security, but I know you're only seven when 9/11 happened.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get your take now. As you, how old are you now? Like, my math is terrible. You got to be. How old are you now? You got to be. 27. Right, 27. So you're a fully grown man.
Mm-hmm.
Planes hitting the buildings that day, all of that, you're all on board with Simon Shaw.
Now recording.
Yep. So you're all on board with all of that. So it was a pantomime sort of thing where we know that there were 600 people killed on, well, 600 people died on September 10th, 11th, and 12th, thanks to the work that Chris Kendall did on the New York Death Index. There was no spike that day on the New York Death Index. Are you the believer of the fact, I think, Dave J says, nobody died, nobody got hurt that day. Are you on board with that?
I do think things have to be questioned, and I don't think there's a scrutiny and anguish that people have for other events like that. I think it has to be questioned. So for right now, I don't know. I don't treat it as a fact that that was an event. No.
Mm-hmm. Is it? I mean, there's this new neo-linguistic programming thing like now that's called hate speech. Would you consider it hate speech for us at Fakeologists?
Yeah, I don't think hate speech in essence exists. I think freedom of speech has to be guaranteed, not just for what majority think, but for everyone think. If someone's going to get triggered or if someone's going to get, you can't say this because my opinions or my emotions being riled up, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. Because the moment that they want to say something, we can't say anything for that. A freedom of speech should be guaranteed for everyone regardless of political opinion. Because if one person can't say something, even though it might be outrageous, nobody can say anything. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm. So like Alex Jones being taken off Spotify, YouTube, and Facebook, and Twitter, and all the others.
Well, the Twitter I don't agree with, but however, YouTube, they do have private policy and a policy for hate speech. I don't agree with it, but as a private corporation, they do have the right to do that, unfortunately.
Mm. But isn't hate speech such a... Sorry, go into Polly.
I don't agree with what happened, but they do have the right to do that under their own discretion.
Yeah, but isn't hate speech such a ill-defined...
Oh, it's very ill-defined. It's very subjective hate speech. There's no XYZ setting for it. There's no actual definition of it. It's an evolving idea, and I think it's been taken way too far, where it's used as suppressive force by governments and organizations, even corporations pretty soon, Nike endorsing Kaepernick, for example, where to the point that it is just a suppressive force based on fear.
Oh, yeah, fear-based programming. Mm-hmm. They've been trying that for years, and it doesn't work here. Go, Tom.
Over the period, again.
Go, Tom. What did you say?
Oh, yeah. It's all about keeping the masses controlled, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, look back maybe, like, on the 70s, 80s. Operation Northwoods, for example, is a huge example of what a government can do and has the power to do with very little checks and balances to prove that they are not doing this. The governments need to be more transparent. Northwoods, for reference, was a false flag operation that was given to the Kennedy administration to say, hey, this is what we can do. We can fake Cuba, fake Cuban attacks on American soil where civilians legitimately die. Citizens would die, and for the political interest of America, they could get the support of their allies, and it would be better for them. So America isn't afraid to do this historically. Why should it be different now?
Yeah. It's a classic, isn't it? I mean, the weaponization of language was, it came to the fore with the Kennedy assassination on November 22nd, 1963, with, you know, you got words like book depository, grassy knoll, and especially... the word conspiracy, or the term conspiracy theorist, which will shut down a conversation immediately. You try and have a rational conversation, maybe not about JFK, because that's a bit too long ago for you, especially if you were only seven when 9/11 happened, but to question 9/11 and say, look, maybe no planes hit the towers and the tower collapses were CGI and they were brought down by conventional demolition in Lower Manhattan. I mean, we've got audio where there's a woman holding a baby, and I tell you this to be true because I've got it because I recorded it on the day or the day after, where she says, "Mind your baby." Here she goes, "This is it," and then Building 7 comes down behind. What the hell's a woman with a baby being interviewed in Lower Manhattan when two of the biggest towers have supposedly come down? It doesn't, you know, it's cognitive dissonance. It's designed to make us all mad, I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. And unless you get through it, I mean, you're just going to be stuck in that place where, no, I'm just going to deny it. I'm going to deny it. It's exactly how the media promoted it. And, of course, if it wasn't for people like Simon Shack and September Clues, we wouldn't have the media that is just, and the military media, all in cahoots. And now this Alex Jones thing and him being banned off all the platforms. I mean, we got to stand up more than ever, I think.
We're in a position where technology can fake and change so many things, video, audio, even... Mm-hmm. Data, big data, can be manipulated. Mm-hmm. We're in a period now where we should be questioning authority more, not less. Yes. We need to stay hold and actually be strong for our rights, and we have to question and say, hey, even if the situation did happen, which I don't think there's any fact that it did, if it even did happen, the government is purporting and manipulating its citizens because of this event, even if it did happen. If it didn't happen, it's even worse, but if it did happen, it's still bad because of that reason.
Tom? You know,
I'm just typing through. I mean, I'm impossible to do two things at once. I was just thinking.
You play the piano, mate. Your left hand knows what the right hand's doing. Surely, come on. You can do two things at once. Come on.
I was having a conversation with someone.
Sorry, dude.
Apologize. Yeah, are we recording this?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Craig started.
No, stream of lots of here, so it's all good.
Don't worry. Just popped in. Okay.
Yeah, here comes that.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Yes, it is 9 o'clock in the morning on the 6th of September, 2018. We're joined by a new voice, a rabbit with a pancake on his head.
Yep.
A Canuck, and we're here with Tom Dowper. So, Tom, keep going where you were going with that. Sorry, mate. Tom.
I was just going to say, yes. Well, we have a rat. I'm still a bit intrigued how a rabbit has got here.
How did you find Fakeologist?
Well, it's a mutual friend. He was going over the YouTubes and said, hey, this might be a good resource.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, that's right. We're using the right term there. A mutual friend. A mutual friend of who?
A mutual friend. I don't know if he wants to be said, but if he does, I'll ask him tonight. Next episode, I might reveal who he is, but right now, I just keep him anonymous. I think it's for the best.
Okay, fine.
Sorry about that.
He suggested you come to yeah, because you've had things to say about.
Yes, him. Yes. I just think that the event just doesn't have questions surrounding it. I think the whole idea of questioning what happened has been thrown out the window. There's no reason, according to the media, to question such a huge event, and I think that's very inversive to what we should be doing.
The thing is, for a young man like yourself, I can well imagine that being you having that perspective, because there was a lot of questioning for some years, it felt like it anyway, and you're probably right. No one's really talking about it anymore. It's not really a big thing. There was a few, people aren't perhaps talking about it. They did, and it's died out a bit. But does anyone else agree with me? Rolo? No, he's not. He's muted.
Well, yeah, I just think it's weird. Personally, we obviously still see the effects of it. Our presence in the Middle East, what we left in the Middle East for areas that we left. I'm talking with a Western collective, not unique to Chinook land. But I'm saying that we still suffer the effects of it with the decisions our governments made because of this event, or supposed event, that we have to go through security. Post-9/11 programs like the NSA's surveillance program known from the Snowden leaks was revealed. These are being purported because our security is at risk. Even if the event was true, 3,000 people died. Does that warrant the rights of multiple of hundreds of millions of people across America and multiple billions of people across the world for their privacy to be stripped away and be thrown in the dumpster for the security of a little bit of people for a threat? I understand that there is an actual threat that needs to be addressed, but the solution to this is thought and thinking and making a long-term plan, not jumping on the bandwagon and saying, okay, let's collect all our people's data and throw anybody who voices a different opinion from the media's voice under the bus.
What's the threat that needs to be addressed?
You're in school reading out in some kind of debating competition.
Pardon me?
It sounds a bit
like maybe we could go a little deeper into this. So we've been discussing 9/11 for the first 10 or 15 minutes. Are you aware that the Fakeologist site is discussing a lot of the fakery in the world, not just specifically the events on 9/11?
I am aware, just with the anniversary that's coming up, but I just thought it would be an appropriate topic.
It's fine to have that as a topic. I was just asking if you're familiar with what we talked about here a lot of the time, because you seem very focused on sort of, I guess, the aspects of national security and that associated with 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and you're saying there's these real threats that need to be addressed, but
the
length
of
fakery
media
would indicate that there's no threat.
I would say the only threat here would be the media's fakery. I should have made that clear. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But the very fact that the media is manipulating this apparent event to do this is very concerning.
They're not only manipulating it, they were a part of it. The military media, they were total. They're in cahoots. I mean, September Clues makes that quite clear. And this is why I'm going to ring John Lawless, 1-300-564-652.
We don't need to plug for him at the moment.
No, I'm going to. I'm going to make my plug here at the moment.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I'll ring John Lawless.
Yeah, because I want to see how much freedom of speech I actually have.
Fucking blocking.
That's absolute wanker.
John, am I a blockhead? John, are you there?
You blockheaded bastard.
Oh, yes. Good Lord. Yeah.
So you are, Rolo. You can mute and do it if you want, but we're having a conversation. Well, I suppose we could do it live. A bit of fun. Poor John Laws.
He's all right. Okay.
So,
he's 84 years
I'm
old.
I'm just going to call him Rabbit because it's too hard to read out the name each time.
Yeah, Rabbit. Rabbit's his new nickname.
Maybe, Rollo, you could run through a few other little conspiracy nuggets like the Boston bombings and that and see what Rabbit has to say. Or maybe the moon landings or something like that.
Well, the moon landings. Have you looked into the moon landings, Rabbit?
Not as much as I should, unfortunately. I think the event was just way too long before I was born, to be honest. I think there's a disconnect. I think that, unfortunately, I'm just, like, pursued it, like, set in a generation that doesn't question it, unfortunately.
Well, you were only 7 on 9/11, so, I mean, unless you're a fakeologist, you wouldn't go back and have a look and see how the hell did they get that bloody car onto the moon buggy that looked, or to the lunar lander that looked like a third grade science project. I mean, if you go
to at that point in time, do you think that someone went to outer space?
I think that we have made things that have gone to outer space, but I don't know if we've done that.
So people left Earth and traveled to outer space?
I think we've made things that have technically been in outer space orbit, etc. I've seen, like, if you look at it with a telescope, you can see the ISS, or what we purport it to be, but I don't know if, you know, it's been habited.
So what would you say if I said that there was no such thing as satellites or the ISS? It was all fabricated. Thank you, Rod. Rod Serling there?
Well, I think it has to be questioned, and we're taking these things just for granted. Again,
why do we have to take them for granted?
No, we're taking the truth for granted. We're taking everything granted that it has to be real just because we're told it's real. We have to question these things, and if we're not given the power to question these things because the government is obviously trying to suppress freedom of speech, then that's definitely an issue in a democratic society.
Yeah. What did you think of your mate up there, Trudeau, saying, it's not mankind, it's
no, that's bullshit.
People kind.
It's bullshit. It's complete bullshit. I'm sorry. Yeah, I am not voting Trudeau. Fuck that shit.
That do you think your vote really matters? Do you think they're actually tallying the votes, or do you think maybe just throwing them in the bin?
I don't know. It's just that the voice of people, our votes don't count, it's the voice of people that might change things. That's what that's what you guys are doing at Fakeology, fakeologist.com. It's people getting to know the truth and know that they have to voice an opinion, that they have to voice fact, that they have to actually be productive in society and voice.
You can't be shut down with just weaponized terms, neo-linguistic programming.
No.
Yeah. And that won't happen here.
Yeah,
you will not be called a conspiracy theorist. Nothing you will say will be considered hate speech unless you say
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
That's the one. Thank you, George.
Yeah. It's only not a conspiracy theory when it gets leaked and they have to go like, oh, shit. Because when Snowden happened, you remember that shit? Like,
Snowden, yeah. Sorry. Was he real or was he?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because the government's continuously denied, even after the fact, that it was, it's just fake leaks. But we have physical evidence, physically based evidence, that real world places are doing this. And those places are not on Google Maps, they're not indexed on GPSs, they're under very high security. So if they're not doing this and they're saying it's not that, what else could it be? It doesn't make any sense.
What are your thoughts on Julian Assange and all that?
I think he's being reported as a very bad person in the media.
Do you think he's right? Do you think he's right?
I don't know. I don't know.
If you think they might have been to the moon, then you're still a baby level for understanding what's going on.
I guess so, yeah.
And if you think
it's one small step for man, one giant leap for
bullshit for mankind. Thank you, Neil.
It takes multiple seconds.
No, Snowden leak.
So it doesn't make
it's
any
not
sense.
Another layer of understanding bullshit. With the Snowden leak. Then there's another level of understanding with that, but it wouldn't be out there in the initial controlled thing.
Yeah. Rabbit, did you ever watch that fella, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, that fella who...
Unfortunately, I don't believe so, not yet.
Created that series, yeah. What was his name? Help me out, Tom. Who created that series? Astronauts Gone Wild.
He's very famous.
Bart Sobrell. It just came to me. Bart Sobrell. I think this is my personal belief, that he is actually defending, in a funny sort of way, that the man can actually get into lower Earth orbit, but not go to the moon. Whereas I don't think that we can even, like, who the hell's going to get on the top of a rocket? Have you seen how many times those things fail?
Yes, but I think that's what, I think nowadays it's probably possible with private corporations to do that. It might be, I don't know.
Elon Musk, yeah, boy.
I don't know. He seems like...
shyster to me. Putting a bloody little car floating in space.
I mean,
and he goes, it must be real because it looks so fake. Come on.
But if a powerful corporation, a hugely powerful corporation, manufacturing cars up the butt, can't do it easily in a span of 20 years in the 21st century, how on earth did they do it in 69 July 20th?
That's right. Good point.
So.
I wonder how high they can get up. You must have aircraft. There you go. You're talking sense for once now about it. So, yes, I'd go with that.
You're talking sense for once. Hopefully you're not easily offended, Rabbit.
Hell no. Throw your worst at me right now.
Well, you're not going to get that hominency. Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts on dinosaurs?
I think if I haven't seen it, how would I know it's true? But define dinosaur. Define it. If you're talking about animals that lived X many years ago, yeah, maybe. But for dinosaurs, it just doesn't seem like the vegetation at the time. I don't know if it would support something that large.
Have you researched it as, like, John LeBron has done deep research in John LeBron from johnlebron.com. Big shout out to you. Has done a lot of...
Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you, John. is going to one day produce stop making me laugh.
Cocaine.
That's the turtle doing it. I think I know what that is. That's the turtle, ain't it?
No, I'm being serious here. So, yeah, everyone's seen Jurassic Park, and we're all kids and whatnot. You were a kid. I wasn't kind of at all.
Yeah.
But I wasn't awake to the fakery back then. And I've come to the belief. I think the dinosaur thing is a total sham.
He's been an arch propagandist, hasn't he, for fantasy, for some sort of level of fantasy.
Yeah.
You know, moving people and... en masse with the cinema. Jurassic Park series would seem to try and enhance
Hollywood. It's Hollywood.
Myth in there, yeah.
Hollywood reinforcing the crap we got taught at school. And
it makes good money. Children love them. It's like Santa.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. Yep. Everybody likes a good fantasy. I mean, I like reading Jules Verne. I liked reading. I liked Doctor Who. I liked Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Anything that basically piqued my interest. But once you get a little bit older, like I'm 48, and I suddenly now know that a lot of it is crap. It is just total crap. And NASA, I think, is a giant leech. This is my opinion, on the anus of humanity. It really is, and not just America. And it's leashing children's minds. It's taking children's minds away from them. And
open up to your bum.
Thank you. Open up to your bum, and then what?
It looks like a dick going towards an arsehole to me.
We're just having some fun with you.
I love you. I love you. You know how much I love you?
Oh, God.
Oh, look, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Be afraid. Be afraid if you go on to the High Side Chats or Red Ice Radio and all the rest of those guys. And here you're quite safe. Quite safe here. Yeah. So where should we move the conversation on to? So Sandy Hook, maybe the Boston the marathon thing. Have you looked at that in any sort of, like, at the video footage in any sort of way?
I just haven't really got on it, man. I'm pretty new. Sorry.
All right, then.
What are you really into?
I'm into mostly what we covered so far. I think national security is a pretty big issue, especially because you can say, Boston bombing happened or something like that, yada, 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 right?
Mm.
You can say that event XYZ happened. But unless it has an indefinite effect on national security, unlike what they're doing in space, I think there's not much implications of it in the big
yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada. Now, where does that come from? That comes from Seinfeld, doesn't it? Yada, yada, yada.
Is that
a Seinfeld term? Yeah. Yeah, keep going.
I think the direct implications of national security and what government's trying to make us think is a huge, huge, huge problem with freedom. And I think, well, for me personally, I completely understand that we have to be more questioning. We got to be, hey, you can't put your dicks where they don't belong. And we got to be like, we got to get our rights. We can't give up rights for some purported event that probably didn't happen. So I find that just very disturbing, if you will.
So your biggest beef is with national security and national security, like, it sounds like a Nazi thing. Are you a Jew? Are you a Jew, Rabbit?
No, I'm not. I'm not a Jew.
Right. Okay. Do you have a problem with Jews?
I don't know.
Do you have a problem with Nazis?
Are you a
like
Christian?
Germans? No, I'm like, Tom. Cool your jets, Tom. I'm just asking. Come on.
Well,
I'm not going to make it interesting if we don't ask serious questions.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily, no.
Do you treat everyone equally?
I think people are born inherently unequal.
Unequal. All right, tell us about that.
People are born with different physical and mental abilities, and this is good. This is good in a democracy and a capitalist system, simply because we can get what we deserve. We can get money.
Did you say capitalist system or cabalist system?
Capitalist.
Capitalist. Keep going. Keep going.
I'm saying that with a grain of salt. Don't worry.
You're on it. Keep going.
I think that in any other system, left or any more left than that, I think you're getting to the point where you're invoking and destroying other people's rights and abilities for people who don't have the ability. I don't think that, not necessarily don't deserve it, but they don't. It's not efficient. It's not well. Hmm.
So the people, I'm a great believer of the people that strive and you can follow your dreams and you can be whatever you want. But sometimes you can't be whatever you want. It's just,
yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, and but should we cull those that can't be? No, I'm only taking the piss. Look, you're here for the right reasons. I hope, because we are quite. We're not, what do you call paranoid or anything, because I'm not paranoid. I'm just saying, I just like to know what are people's reasons are here, that they're here. And here we're here for Fakeology, and we're coming up to 9/11. You're on Fakeologist.com here with Rabbit, which is their pseudonym, and Rollo's not my real name either, and Tommy D and Velocet. So, so keep on going. So, let's go another one. So we went through, Sandy Hook, you haven't looked into the Boston one. What about the Las Vegas shooting? Have you had a look into that at all?
Well, I think no other event had a more massive effect on gun control. I think it sparked a purported movement. I think it's really the big deal with that. And
because of where it was.
Yeah, Paddock. That's right. There's Paddock shooting out of the 32nd floor. How many people did he kill that day?
Oh, God. I don't even know, man. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it was about 500. This is ridiculous. Keep going.
I don't think exactly, was it?
500.
It was like,
I thought that was like 90.
I thought it was. Maybe I've told myself a million times not to exaggerate. Cocaine.
Cutting edge of research, ladies and gentlemen.
Cocaine. Keep going, Rabbit. Yeah, so, yeah, the Las Vegas thing.
Oh, yeah, the Las Vegas shoot. So you thought that was a fake event, Rabbit, and it was a gun control thing, had really powerful gun control.
It seems very, very, very good for the left, I think. It just seems very convenient for them. And even if it was like that, they're taking advantage of a situation where people died and using it for their own political.
You say the left. You say it's convenient for the left. Is there a left-right paradigm in your mind? You still have a left-right.
Well, I think that there is people with power and people like us that don't. Unfortunately, I think that's the paradigm we got to look at.
Yeah. So you still believe in the left-right paradigm? Psychologists here, we don't.
I think I'm using the left and the right as. Mm-hmm. A way of saying that people should be treated equally or people being treated unequal, I guess you could say, far right and far left, not in that order. But I'm implying that it doesn't matter in the end. It's all a masquerade by governments, I would say.
Mm. I find what is government? What is government?
Government is just a bunch of people staying in power, just doing the same thing over and over again.
You think they're all in cahoots all over the world? Like
I'm sure they are.
It's like the Wharfies, like Black Ship and Ship, and they won't unload it. Yep.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's a union thing, and
I mean, think about it. If anyone had the chance to do this in the past, kings, queens, etc. People got fed up. So would you change the system to let them have the power, or would you change the system to let them think they have power? Which one's better for you if you're a king or queen? I'm sure they just change it that way. It doesn't make sense.
I want the Queen, Elizabeth II, to come and mow my lawn.
Yes.
Everybody, hands on hearts.
I must be denied.
Do you remember her sister? Like, her sister was, she was quite the root rat.
This was a naughty girl.
She was a very naughty girl, wasn't she? Did she have an anus? And she had someone to wipe her anus. What's that called? The someone of the stool, like a knight of the stool or something, where she just doesn't wipe her own ass.
Oh, God.
You're laughing at that shit. My wife doesn't wipe my ass. I wipe my own ass.
Oh, come on, mother, grow up.
Oh, I am grown up.
I didn't wipe. I mean, oh, shat myself.
Oh, everybody's shitting themselves now. Hey, come on, Queen Elizabeth, come and wipe all our asses. Tom Dalper's, Rabbit's, Bellicet's, mine.
Oh, God.
She's never done a day's work in her life.
She's.
That's what we think of the monarchy.
Wipe my ass.
Exactly. I still don't know why people like treat royalty nowadays as if they're somehow greater than everyone else.
They all wear pretty clothes and they've got pretty castles and they've got stories told about them.
And there's taxpayer, it's irrelevant, but our money is somehow ending up to them because of securities. It just doesn't.
Well, if you can't tell, Rabbit, we are kind of anti-establishment here. So
I can see that, and I agree.
Yes. So it's because she came out. Oh, my horse and I are so sad for the victims of 9/11 and all of those people who died. There is such a disconnect from us and the common folk. We could not give a fucking toss. You are ants. You are ants to us. You know. They couldn't give two. They come out and do poppies, and they do this poppy thing. They're all part of it, you know. That fucking World War One fiasco. They're part of that, and there they are, pretending they care about the plebs.
Puppets in a control structure. It's ludicrous.
Exactly.
But, you know, how else are you going to do it?
Fuck off! Queen Elizabeth!
They don't run things, is it? You know, in their individually. It's a system, isn't it? It's just a system.
It is a system. Yeah, I know. And they've had it too good for too long. Hmm. And, yeah.
But if you got rid of that, you'd have something else would be, it would just be more boring.
At least our Canuck there, Rabbit. I mean, you don't have the goddamn Union Jack on your flag. You've got that lovely maple leaf on your flag, so lucky you. I mean, whatever a flag is. Thank you.
It's an idea that supposedly wants to bring people together for solidarity when all it is calming people down for believing in the cause. That's not really the
case. Even though you're still part of the Commonwealth, you don't have the Union Jack. We still have it on ours, and... That's not actually easy to do. Have you ever played a didgeridoo?
Nope.
No. What you got to do is blow out and breathe in at the same time. It's a very tricky thing to do. I've tried it. Hear that? That's him breathing in. Hear it closely. Listen. Hear that? Hear that? That's him breathing in and blowing out at the same time. Yeah, that's our local Aborigines that probably didn't do it the best under colonialism, but there you go. What am I going to do about it?
People support this apparently still, so.
No, not, no, you know, like we said before, equal rights, but I mean, we kind of did what, you know, put them in sort of camps here in Australia, to our shame. Yeah, that we put them all into.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, in Tasmania, they poisoned them all. They killed them all. Killed them all. That's how fucked we are, the white man. But not that I'm SJWing here. I'm just saying, look, I mean, that's something that we have to live with, and just get on with it. But we just got to live in the moment.
Yep.
Live in the moment now, and live in the moment means, all right, let's just deal with what we've got. As individuals and as a collective community.
Yeah.
And that means, as I said, we're on fakeologist.com. Here we are with Rabbit, Tom Dalperer, and we're coming up to 9/11. And we've got to expose the media. There are certain people in the media that have no soul, that are a part of this cabal that has lied and made us get molested. It's not as bad as the TSA in America. Apparently, they're right royals, but they're like the lowest. They get people off the street and they
open up to your bum.
Thank you.
Yep. Open up to your bum.
Yeah, and they give you a hard time, and you still get it here in Australia, unless you're in part of the top clique, but you fly on a private jet and you don't have to go through customs. You're okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Such a disconnect. I'm going to go for a smoke. You guys keep chatting. I'll be back.
Okay.
Smoking's so glamorous.
Hmm. So, yeah, you're up there in the southwest of Canada. Big country. It's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So do you work, a Rabbit? Are you a working man, a young man?
Yep. Food, not fun, in but food. Pays.
You say you're in food. What do you mean? You're
grocery. Mm-hmm.
But like in a store, a big store.
In a store, yeah, big store. Costco.
All right. I used to do produce in a Tesco.
So bad, I know.
That's cool. I mean, I say it's cool. It's a job.
Yeah, it's a job.
I got a feeling that I was very much within a sort of a machine in there.
That's the whole point of it. It's the whole point. It's a corporate entity designed only for people's profit. not your safety, not your anything. It's for ripping you off so you get paid to buy their own stuff. Doesn't make sense. Stupid.
But that isn't necessarily my impression of working in a supermarket, but it was just like, oh, this fucking bright lights. When I used to walk in there sometimes, I'd just think, oh, God.
It's a feeling of dread that comes over you.
Yeah, it's this plastic environment. Yeah, I did used to get that one time. But the other time, I actually quite like going in supermarkets now.
Interesting.
Fascinating. But, I don't know. It's not a bit. It's a means to an end. It pays the bills at the moment, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, yeah. That's what I need to do, rent, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's funny that you go. It always intrigues me how people find their way here, how a young man of your age, self, at Fakeologist Discord.
Yeah.
Discord is quite an do you visit other places on Discord?
Some places, yeah, not much, though, just for work.
So you just thought, I'll check this one out. They talk about alternative theories and stuff.
Yeah, I think there's not really that many other places to express it.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, it's nice to have a young person interested. Mm-hmm. But your perspective doesn't seem too far out of...
too far away from the reality that a lot of people here would see. Mm-hmm. Do you understand about... but you haven't really been around the alternative...
I really haven't, unfortunately.
Well, you've just had a... you've just dived in.
Yeah, that was in first deep. Into concrete, yeah. Pretty much.
Into concrete. I like that. I'm going to have to take the dog for a walk, so I won't be back for a little while. But can I request a tune? I want to hear Dave J. I want to hear Dave J. sing a lovely tune at the end of this conversation.
Man in the Mirror is better than Dave J. needs mixing better.
Doesn't it?
The lyrics.
Oh, well, let's see Man in the Mirror.
Man in the Mirror is being held over for another time.
We go. Yes, I'd like to go with Dave J. Hey, thank you, guys. So thank you, Rabbit, for joining us. Canuck. And we've got Philharmonic here. We've got me, obviously, and Tom Dalperry. So you guys keep on chatting. I'll talk to you closer to September 11. See ya.
There goes Rollo.
So yeah, you did dive in.
I think a good starting place would be to continue on. If you're aware that they can pull off things like 9/11, that's a good start. But take a look at some of the space stuff. I think that's the next area you should go and explore.
Okay.
Become skeptical of space and see what you think about it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's like Plato's cave.
Yeah, the analogy where shadows, etc.
Analogy.
Yeah. That's a good one.
The idea that the enlightened one, maybe who got to the top, reached the surface, came back stumbling back down, a little bit scruffy and wide-eyed, and then before go, you've gone mad, mate. Well, so I think that is very relevant, as you agreed with me. That was a good analogy. Your association with your peers, and if you have some of these views, if you talk about them. And find they look at you like you've come back wide-eyed,
like crazy
back in Plato's cave.
You have a
don't provoke people if they think you're crazy. They're going to think that. So
yeah,
I mean, there's no need to alert people to that.
If they can't think this way, then I guess they'd be just themselves. But yeah,
they'll be happy doing what they're doing. Are you guys done? Because I'll roll Dave J's outro if you have finished.
Are you producing this? You've already denied me. I thought I was producing this. You've denied me John Le Bon's Man in the Mirror song that you put together. Oh, now you're calling out.
You're interviewing. I'm producing. I didn't know whether you want to keep... If you want to keep talking, I'll leave you to it. Otherwise, I'll go on.
I'm playing with you, mate. Yes, fine. Done? Are we done? I mean, are you happy, Rabbit? Have you had
Do you want to talk about anything else, though?
Good debut. I'm going to say, yeah... wider. It's the way people, yes, it's some of your contemporaries. It's difficult sometimes, though, because I've got friends who are quite close to, but it's actually distanced me from them.
Yeah.
Having sort of holding these this understanding, a different worldview, almost, or a belief, a different belief system, I think, really. And so at that point, consider it like I'm believing in a weird religion.
I could see that. Extent.
That kind of stuff happening with your young people? Or do they just think your friends are that cool that they just, they kind of think you don't talk to them about it or something? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit in between, I would say.
Talk a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
have you got? I'm sorry. I mean, it's very late here. It's like, well, not that late. 12:40, 20 to 1 in the morning. But yeah, okay. I just wondered where you do you talk? Yeah, you're 25 years old.
Yeah.
Friends about 9/11 being a completely fake event and no one died.
Do they agree?
Some of them do. Some of them don't. Yeah.
There's a whole thing about the younger generation being woke, and I wonder how much, like, what that means. If they're really aware, like, because I wonder, because I feel like I'm over the hill and I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, my daughter's 14, and I get some kind of insight. She doesn't hear any of that stuff at all, really, you know. Really talk about it in her age group. It would be beyond them because they're only just learning about what's cool in school, and their peers are so important at that time. You know, that you see how children's minds are so much more malleable once they get into the system, and how they just be, you know. And I think I was. I didn't want to not believe. I didn't want to believe that football was fixed, or for example, because I loved football. I wanted to play it and enjoy myself.
Yeah, it's all fixed. FIFA's corrupt. You name it.
So it's, you know, but So it's difficult. I think perhaps being quite young, it's maturity to actually perhaps start to open your mind to these things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you think that's a good note to end off on? Or?
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't want to come in here in the first place. I didn't mind, actually. But, yeah, I mean, I think it was, maybe a rabbit. I think you at least you may introduce yourself and...
Mm-hmm.
You happy?
Might be on more if I could get a chance. Yeah.
Well, next step, I'd say Ab. If you Ab, who runs this place, he'll probably have a chat to you at some point and do a little interview. He usually does that with new people. Then you'll become verified, and then you can continue to hang around and have a chat with other people here.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Cheers, man. Cheers. Nice to talk to you.
You too.
Well, yeah. All the best.
Yep.
And.
On the 6th of the 9th, 2018, we're going to take you out today with Dave J's When You Say Nothing Ain't All.
Guy supposedly got anally probed eight times and got charged $6,000 for the trouble. You can see the codes there.
New Mexico man anally probed by cops. The victim claims in a lawsuit that the feds went up inside of him, and I ain't talking about his head. He got out of his car. They identified him by saying he clenched his butt cheek. The federal reform magistrate said, go ahead and look to clean cheek. Down at the emergency room, they said, no, that's unethical. So we went to the Gila Regional Medical Center.
I have to say,
that's where it began. First manually they dropped my trunk. Not once but twice. Three animal bags later, I got what I hanging out got. I didn't even recognize my innards. It was like out of a science fiction film. Two times, three times, four, then a fifth. All I'm asking you is that whip. I'm drinking my fifth. Hey, eight times is enough, don't you think, too? See if I'm taking drugs. Eight times is enough.
Hi, this is Freya from Florida, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.